Hey, look, it's grown back. Anyway, a lot of you probably remember this. This was Isabel von Spruce. She was a woman that was arrested outside of a abortion clinic. Just punched my microphone. She was arrested outside of an abortion clinic for having her eyes closed and praying silently in her head. And lots of people were like, "No, that's not what she was doing." But my brother in Christ, there's video footage of it, right? And everyone was trying to deny it. However, she was arrested. Literally for thought crime. However, she has now been awarded a payout. But before we get started, have you been in an accident that wasn't your fault? Well, you could be entitled to compensation. It's still so much fun to say. But what isn't fun is dealing with recovery, getting lowballed by insurance companies and being buried under tons and tons of paperwork and appointments just to get that lowball offer in the first place. Especially when you could be entitled to compensation that could potentially be worth millions. Believe me, keeping up with the time commitments of a big case is no walk in the dog park. And the frenetic pace of my lawyers left me with very little time to get on with my life while all of that was going on. Enter Morgan and Morgan, who keep it simple from the word go. All you have to do to get started is answer a few questions, and from there you can submit your claim and keep up with your lawyers through your smartphone. Everything is done through that little magic box in your pocket, and with over 4,000 support staff available, in addition to the team of lawyers, investigators, and paralegals at your disposal, support is ready 24/7, whenever any concerns you may have pop up. As America's biggest injury law firm, Morgan & Morgan has recovered over $20 billion for people in all 50 US states. Sorry, old Jersey. So, you can be confident in their record of fighting to get you the best possible result if you become their client. And should the worst happen, rest assured that the fee is completely free unless they win. So, if you have been seriously injured, you can check out Morgan and Morgan by clicking the link in the description box down below, or going to forthepeople.com/countdankula, or by scanning the QR code on the screen to start a claim. Pro-lifer awarded £13,000 after being arrested twice for silent prayer in a massive violation of her human rights. Why would the police do that? Well, because it's open season on Christians, has been for a while. Pro-life campaigner Isabel von Spruce has received £13,000 and an apology from the police, a very rare thing, after being wrongfully arrested for silently praying outside an abortion clinic. The director of March for Life UK has been arrested twice by West Midlands Police for praying inside Birmingham Council's abortion censorship zone. In the first instances, she was cleared by a magistrate's court of wrongdoing, while on the second occasion the investigation was dropped, and that will make a lot of people go, "Oh well, she won it in court and then she had her investigation dropped, so what's the problem?" The problem is she was on a street engaging in her human right to freedom of speech, and the cops infringed on her liberty and infringed on her human rights by placing her in handcuffs, marching her down to the police station, interviewing her, wasting hours and hours of her time. She also had to probably source legal counsel. Maybe she didn't have money for maybe she didn't qualify for legally, and she still had to do all of that stuff to pay for lawyers, etc., etc. Right? That's the problem. Ooh, what's the big deal? It is a big deal. Shut up. Now, with the support of religious liberty group Alliance Defending Freedom, Miss Von Spruce has reached a settlement with the West Midlands Police. Orwellian, the pro-lifer stated, "Silent prayer is not a crime. Nobody should be arrested merely for the thoughts they have in their heads. Yet, this happened to me twice at the hands of the West Midlands Police, who explicitly told me that prayer is an offence." No, they didn't. There's video. It's all on video. They even ask her, "Are you praying in your head?" Like, it's the full video. There's a video of the whole arrest. Right? So, shut up. Don't believe your lying eyes. There is no place for Orwell's thought police in 21st century Britain, and thanks to legal support I received from ADF UK, I'm delighted that the settlement that I have received today acknowledges that. Yet, despite this victory, I am deeply concerned that this violation could be repeated at the hands of other police forces. Now, the only reason that Isabel got a lot of support was because, very, very fortunately, someone was there filming, it went onto the internet, everybody learned about it. And that made the police back off. See if No one knew about it. The police would have just doubled down, threw her in jail, threw away the key, etc., etc. Right? So any interactions with the police, get that phone out and start recording. Get that phone out and start recording. Because, now, this will shock many of you, the police like to lie. They like to lie just as much as the criminals that they claim to try and go after, right? So they like to lie and try and put you away for a very long time. That's just what they do. So anytime you're interacting with the police, get the phone out. Get that phone out. She warned that with Christian thought and prayer increasingly under the threat of censorship, the introduction of national censorship zones will likely lead to further violations against the freedom to pray or peacefully converse or offer help near abortion facilities. The Public Order Act, which became law last year, outlaws the offering of prayer and advice to women within a 150-metre radius of abortion centres in England and Wales. It has been reported that ministers are reviewing the previous government's guidance on the legislation, which could include references to silent prayer. So basically, sitting there thinking something in your head is a crime. Literal thought crime. Literal thought crime. That'll never happen. Yes, yes, it is. If you were arrested because of the thing you were thinking, see if she said, see if they went, what are you thinking about? And she went, I'm thinking about going to McDonald's later. She'd have been fine. But instead, she said she was praying in her head. She was arrested for praying in her head. She was arrested for the thoughts that were in her head. Thought crime. Which is happening a lot recently. Former Cabinet Minister Lord Frost commented, "It is incredible that people have been arrested for thought crime in modern Britain. I'm very glad Miss Von Spruce has received compensation for her unjust arrest for this so-called offence. But if a recent report is correct that the government is considering formally criminalising silent prayer outside abortion centres, then there will be further such cases, and then not just freedom of speech, but freedom of thought will be under threat. It is hard to imagine a more absurd and dangerous situation." And that is because the leftists are now in power. Basically, the Tories completely fumbled the ball really, really badly. The Tories are essentially a left-wing party. You should stop caring about them immediately. Reform is also containment. But of course, as soon as the leftists got into power, they became more authoritarian. They need to be. In order for them to maintain power and maintain their ideology, they need authoritarianism. This happens like... Name a country where it's became a left-wing paradise, where everyone has freedom and liberty and as wide a range of restaurants as they want, and there's no crime. There isn't one, because it cannot be achieved through leftism, right? They need to go full authoritarian to keep up the illusion that their ideas work, right? So there is going to be a lot of this. There is going to be a lot of this. Lord Farmer said, "If pro-life thought is considered prosecutable today, what other thought crimes might face similar measures tomorrow?" Many. Many. Lots. Mostly the stuff that goes against the government. Under the Abortion Services Safe Access Zones Act, people risk an unlimited fine for handing out pro-life literature within 200 metres of a centre, speaking to anyone about abortion, or holding a silent prayer vigil. In 2023, Northern Ireland also introduced censorship zones, criminalising anyone who hands out pro-life literature or speaks to anyone about abortion within a 100 to 250 metre radius of an abortion centre or hospital. In the Republic of Ireland, the Health Termination of Pregnancy Services Safe Access Zones Act 2024 bans any pro-life presence within 100 metres of facilities where abortion services are provided, including abortion centres, women's health clinics and GP surgeries. And there we are, that is the end of the article. Right, now, regardless of what your stance is on abortion, by the way, you want to get libertarians to start arguing with each other, bring up abortion. Good God damn. You think the left and right are bad? Woo! Just walk up to a table of libertarians, just say, "So abortion," and then walk away. You've already dropped the nuke. That table is going to explode. Everyone's going to start screaming at each other. But as far as this goes, this is freedom of speech. This is freedom of speech. If people want to stand in the public streets that they pay for with their taxes and they want to say things and get their point of view across, they want to hold signs, they want to silently pray, they want to yell slogans, etc., etc., then that is their human right to do so. It's their human right to do so. We've had to deal with it at tons of our events and stuff like that, people standing outside protesting, and we're just told to go bugger ourselves. To be fair, we are just doing shows. We're not going in to get a very dark and not very pleasant procedure. But I'm very, very happy with the outcome of this. I'm not happy with the fact that she was arrested at all in the first place. That was a massive violation of her human rights, especially when it came to the fact that she was arrested for the thoughts that she had in her head. That is an extremely dangerous path to go down, and with this Labour government, yep, that's probably the path we're going down.